Chicago area protests over immigration enforcement have quieted some in recent weeks, but many people who were caught up in them are still dealing with criminal cases. One protester was charged with assaulting Gregory Bovino. He's a U.S. Border Patrol chief who led the Trump administration's deportation blitz here. Prosecutors eventually dropped the charges after a video undermined Bovino's accusations. As WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports, it's not the first time Bovino's credibility has been in doubt.
The protests took place on a Friday morning near an immigration enforcement facility in Broadview. There was a pro-immigrant prayer circle. A 27-year-old hospitality worker named Cole Sheridan came with a friend. Cole was protesting the deportation blitz for the first time.
You reflect on people kidnapped off the street, dragged out of cars, taken from their jobs.
Outside the Broadview facility, dozens of Illinois state troopers were on hand. Cole says the protest was mostly calm.
Prayer circle's still going on. People are singing songs. People are chanting. And I'm just standing there, planning on going to work later. I'm not in anyone's face. I'm just trying to bear witness.
Then a convoy of federal vehicles paraded through. Drones buzzed overhead. A tank-like armored vehicle rumbled past, and Cole recognized someone.
I was like, oh, wait, what? Is that Kristi Noem?
Kristi Noem, the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary.
At that point, I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be a show.
Noem, that morning, had told Chief Bovino and other Border Patrol agents to go hard and hammer the protesters.
They basically, like, tap the Illinois State Troopers' shoulders and are like, all right, you know, swap out.
After some jostling, Cole ended up on the ground under Bovino and other agents, then zip-tied, taken away and locked up for 3 days. A criminal complaint accused Cole of pushing Bovino and taking a swing at him. Most of the charges held up until 4 weeks later, a friend happened to spot some footage online that showed what really happened.
The video demonstrates that not only did I have no kind of altercation with Bovino, I wasn't even in front of him.
The prosecutor dropped the charges. Cole's run-in with Bovino isn't the only case where the evidence contradicted the chief's version of events. One time, Bovino was questioned under oath about tackling another protester. This guy was backing away from the chief.
Will you agree that physical force was applied in the course of arresting him?
I will not agree to that.
Can you explain why you won't agree to that?
That's not a reportable use of force. The use of force was against me.
Bovino's apparent misrepresentations have led to rebukes from federal judges. In Cole's case, we asked Homeland Security whether Bovino had been truthful. A spokesperson responded that department officers show, quote, incredible restraint and prudence in their exercise of force. After Chicago, Bovino and his agents moved on to Charlotte, North Carolina. Their next reported stop is New Orleans. Cole says people in that city ought to be skeptical of anything Bovino says.
He lied on me. He decided to abuse his power in such a casual way that led to me missing 4 days of work and a month of fretting over whether or not I was going to go to prison.
Cole says Gregory Bovino's word means nothing.